Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. It is the Journal Dilemma this morning. And Carla wants to be like the CIA. She wants to be like the FBI, like the ATF. And she wants to go in and read your most intimate thoughts.
So I'm like the ops over here.
It's not good, Carla.
So listen, we got an email from this guy. He walked into his bed. Oh, no. We got an email from the wife. She walked into her bedroom on Saturday last weekend, and she finds her husband holding your journal. Like a little creeper, I'll be honest. But anyway, he had no idea she was writing in a journal. He comes across it while he was in the closet. They were cleaning. She had it hidden. He finds the journal, and there's a lock on it, so there's no way he could get into it. So he's just kind of holding it, looking at her. And on Sunday, he asks if he can read her journal. So they kind of start arguing. She's like, no, you can't read my journal. And he's like, look, we should be able to share everything, including the journal. And she disagrees. She feels like it's her safe haven. Those are her thoughts. Mm-hmm. Things are kind of weird between them now. And I'm like, look, I know people have the right to their own privacy, but I'll be honest, I would want to read the journal too. It's locked and it's hidden. Double whammy.
Would you give up your Facebook password?
We're not talking about that.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, 869-1093. I say it's a tremendous invasion of privacy. It's her journal. It's her mind. It's her thoughts. She should have at least that much. And for him to make an issue out of reading her journal. And you know what? One thing we don't know is how long these two have been together. Because if they've been together for any significant amount of time, I mean, that's all the more reason why he shouldn't want to read that journal. You know?
I mean, it sounds good.
Oh, but you're not buying it. 869-1093. Let's go to the power line. Hey, girl, what do you think?
I don't think it's his right to read it. That's her personal thoughts and her personal business. And it doesn't mean she's hiding anything. It just means that she likes to sit down and, you know, put the thoughts that are in her head on a paper so she don't have to think about them anymore.
And you know what? Writing things down is very therapeutic, by the way.
It is. Very, very therapeutic. It is. And yeah. For him to start a fight with her because she won't let him read it, that's not right.
I think it's incredibly selfish.
So I think if she has to hand over her journal, he should hand over his phone.
Ooh!
Yes! Here we go.
Now I like where this is going.
I'm just saying it's fair.
Now you like where this is going. You just want drama. That's what you want. You're just so extra, Carla. I cannot believe it.
I'm trying to be.
Well, you are wanting to read the journal.
Well, I don't see the problem with her keeping a journal. And yeah, it's locked and yeah, it was hidden, but probably because she knew if he found it, it would probably cause this situation.
I mean, and let's take it a step further. Guaranteed, if she was like, all right, let me see your phone, he wouldn't do it. Oh!
He'd probably be like, oh, it's okay. We don't have to worry about that.
You know what?
Okay.
Never mind. Here's your journal.
Now you got all kinds of problems
sweetie. Here's your journal.
Okay. All right. And she says, no, don't read it. Thank you. I appreciate you. I know you listen every day, and we love you for it. Thank you.
Love you.
We love you, too. Bye.
Bye. 869-1093. You agree with me or you agree with Carla? Call now.